Hey guys, and welcome to the Band of Audiobooks podcast. So I've been thinking about this episode far longer than I do about most of them. Probably more than 6 months at this point. Honestly, I tend to just think about them once, write them down, and forget about them until I go back to look at my list. Strangely enough, my list doesn't normally give me the ideas I actually use. That might be a problem. This one was on my list, but on the bottom. First off, it was 6 months ago when I first thought of it, and also when I had thought about it, it would have been construed politically and in a way I didn't like. I'm still worried it might a little bit, but I will try to avoid that. Please understand, I don't want this to be a political podcast. I'm working hard to make it not. So, my thoughts on emotional fatigue were brought on by parts of 2020, and by parts, a lot of it. It was a roller coaster of a year. We had, the virus, murder hornets. I wonder where those went. I think I saw something about meth squirrels or something. I'm frankly not sure what was satire and what wasn't at this point. I also wonder if the idea that we were living in a simulation has taken off more this year than it normally has, simply because, yeah, we forgot about the murder hornets, basically. And I would honestly guess that most people would call this year the closest they've ever been to living through a novel. I don't disagree. But do you think it was a good novel? I don't. At least, not as most people would say it. I think most people, or most novels sent in 2020 will, or should, be about a set period inside of it, or about emotional fatigue. Unfortunately, I don't think we'll see the second, just looking at how people wrote about things in the past. But think about it a moment. Remember the frayed nerves, the news reports and social media updates that touched those loose ends just enough for you to unravel more. Did it ever get to the point where you stopped feeling that thing those around you wanted you to feel? That happened for me and many other people I've talked to. I hope that we hear stories about this in the future, not just the isolation of staying home alone all the time, but the slow and inevitable unraveling of our feelings. Not just things set in 2020, but things that, using things that we learned about ourselves. Feelings are a part of being human, but it's also kind of like a muscle. If you keep this one motion flexed constantly, for days on end, it'll get tired after a while, and you'll stop feeling it. It might be there, you just won't notice it. I don't know if that's a good thing. It's probably a survival mechanism, honestly, but I feel like if that's happening, you're not in the best of places. I don't know. I think emotional fatigue is a very interesting, but in my experience, it's been overlooked a lot in story. It's a very interesting aspect of humanity. And my guess is that it's overlooked because it's not glamorous. We want to have our stories be about the people who don't struggle with it. We don't want to know everything. We want some fights, but not others. But yeah, we want these people to be superheroes in some ways, but not others. Yes, we want them to be flawed humans, but in this way, we want them to be superheroes. But think about it this way. If you're writing a novel or reading one with emotional fatigue written into it, how much greater is the prize if the price includes fatigue beyond the physical? If I have to fight myself, my emotions, and not just goon number 3,341, who we'll all forget about in 15 minutes. We won't forget the main character, will we? No. So if he's fighting himself, or she's fighting herself, doesn't it mean so much more than the random side villain? I don't know. Also, think about it this way. What if the prize comes with the side effects of pain being dulled? We would probably, in a way, see that as a good thing. But what if joy is too? Is that good? Is flattening the roller coaster of emotion something we really want? Perhaps for some people. But there are costs that come with it. And I feel like a lot of stories have a lot of things going on in them that could flatten that roller coaster. But we don't see it happening. I need to reread Lord of the Rings again, but I was just thinking, honestly, as I was recording, I didn't write this down, so I was just thinking that Frodo, at least, definitely had his emotional roller coaster flattened, and I don't think it was a good thing for him. I need to reread those and see what actually changed in him. There was a lot, for sure. I just don't remember specifics, and I would like to see how Tolkien handled that. And maybe I wonder if part of the reason we don't see it now is, or we don't see it is because we don't write it now the same way we used to. Maybe C.S. Lewis and Tolkien had it there all along, we just didn't notice it among the epic sagas. And so we're trying to write the epic sagas, and maybe that's one of the things that made them so great. I don't know. Just my thoughts. As always, if you have questions, comments, whatever, I don't know, feel free to contact me, bantamaudiobooks@gmail.com. Check out my website. It's been a little bit long since I've checked that. Apologies. It also might take me a little bit longer to get back to you than normal. Lost my phone. Well, my phone decided to die. So, yeah. I'll try to keep an eye on my email and stuff, but apologies in advance. Have a good month.